Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Morning, Jody Hamilton. The sun is out. The breeze is blowing. And I can hear their dulcet tones.
Aww. Wow, that's the creepiest singing ever. Okay, hi, Charlie, hi.
Hi, I'm the lead. I do three shows a night at the Hellfire Cocktail Lounge in downtown Gehenna.
You tweeted, I see there was another unfortunate exercise of Second Amendment freedoms today, probably to celebrate American liberty. Yeah, the layers of irony of yesterday, right? Not the freedom to not get shot,
You hate to say it, but what a perfect way to celebrate July 4th, mm-hmm. 2022.
Yep, and I thought the same thing that I knew bystanders said. It's like they thought, oh, this is part of the parade. It's fireworks.
Yeah. The only thing better would have been like the mass arrests of people going into Planned Parenthood clinics.
Yeah. I mean, Charlie, it was a weekend between another unarmed black person getting shot 60 times, another, white supremacist domestic terrorist getting taken alive after, videotaping his carnage and putting it on YouTube.
Apparently killing like six people from ambush in Illinois is a far less serious offense than a broken taillight in Ohio.
Yeah.
Because the latter requires a summary execution. By 60 bullets.
Yeah. I mean, Charlie, I've been saying all morning already, we played this Gavin Newsom ad. It's time for us to just really, I think, go for the jugular and these, use the picture of him wrapped in the Trump flag. Mm-hmm. It's like, we got to name it. Like Malcolm Nance does. They want to kill Americans. This is still a Trump insurgency.
What was unleashed over the past 5 years is not going to die. It will either burn itself out or it will be destroyed.
Yeah.
And there's no middle of the road. And burning itself out requires us, that means people are going to die.
Yeah. And Charlie, I'm the happy clappy liberal, but what you wrote this week, you said, I think it's time we talk seriously about how we're going to construct the second American Republican, because I fear this one has about had it. I mean, between Donald Trump's, Supreme Court, I was saying, what have we heard since Friday, Jody? A 10-year-old rape victim in Ohio is pregnant, has to, be transported out of state,
It's the Fugitive Slave Act.
Yep. It's
back. It's 1850 again.
Right.
Because, sooner or later, they're going to have to ban travel. Otherwise, yep. Mm-hmm. The state laws the state anti-choice laws become a joke.
Right. And how do you prevent people from getting FDA-approved medication that is legal?
Oh, I don't even want to think about that. The level of surveillance that's going to require, that's East Germany at this point.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, unless
you can scare the pharmaceutical companies into not making the stuff, which I don't think they can do.
Right.
It's going to require... It's going to require going back to what it was before Griswold, which was basically you can't send stuff through the mail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't send birth control through the mail. That's what you've got.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I mean, somebody was talking about, you know, just having a government at all in all of these private medical decisions. Someone was saying an ectopic pregnancy isn't a pregnancy.
Nope.
It's a medical disaster.
Yep.
You have to, I mean, it's okay.
It's a lethal medical disaster.
Exactly. Yes.
I mean, I know a couple of, one of my best friend's wives had an ectopic pregnancy. First time I ever heard of one. And, you know, that she came within an ace of being dead.
Yeah.
You know, if they hadn't done whatever it is you do, you know, the emergency procedure, whatever it is, she's gone. She's dead. And that's 35 years ago.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But, you know, you also pointed out the same thing Rude did, and a lot of us, Hillary Clinton has pointed out, just this latest thing. The court is already eyeballing a legal basis for the next evolution in election shenanigans. The independent state legislature, the idea that under the Constitution, only the legislature has the power to regulate federal elections without interference from state court. And, you know, as you said, welcome to your new gig, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. You've got your work cut out for you, rookie. I mean, that's the ball game, right?
All of these ideas have been out there for years. Those of us who have watched the conservative movement since, in my case, since 1979, know all these doctrines. They've all been out there. It's just that they used to be considered crazy. Now they've got not just a hearing, but they've got five votes. They've got five votes for that independent state legislature, whatever it is. They've got five votes for that without breaking a sweat right now.
Yeah.
I think we
keep talking about what year we're back in. The Texas Supreme Court late Friday night allowed a 1925 law banning abortion to take effect, overturning a lower court ruling that had temporarily blocked it. In Texas, that meant a 1925 law written before Roe, which had banned abortions and punished those who performed them with possible imprisonment, automatically came into effect.
Yeah.
We keep saying, you know, we're in 1950. No, welcome to 1925 if you live in Texas.
Wisconsin Wisconsin is trying to enact a law that was passed in the 1800s.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, why these things were still on the books, I have no idea. I mean, why the first thing a state legislature didn't do in 1973 was get these off the books is beyond me. It just shows you, you know, how frankly overconfident people were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That these were still lying there like, you know, landmines in the history of your state's law legal system.
Yeah. I mean, we find ourselves not sometimes recognizing the country we're waking up in. As Florida's controversial parental rights in education law took effect on Friday, various teachers and unions across the state of Florida sounded the alarm on new guidelines and regulations many deemed discriminatory. The guide includes a provision that requires teachers to out some LGBT students to their parents. It was verbally warning educators not to wear rainbow articles of clothing and to remove pictures of their same-sex spouses from their desks and LGBT safe space stickers from their classroom doors. I mean, the same stack. Florida pediatrician acts from state board for pro-vaccine comments.
Yeah,
for just backing the CDC by saying yes, we should not be the only state that is not making vaccine available to 5 and under, and she's gone.
How, by the way, how do you possibly decorate a kindergarten classroom without rainbows.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, every kindergarten class I ever went into was nothing but rainbows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't mean anything. They were just pretty.
Right. Right. Yeah. I keep saying it's one story. You tweeted Cipollone is the ball game. If he sings the full aria, people will be going to jail. You know, from this kid wrapped in the Trump flag, this latest white, you know, right-wing domestic terrorist, we've got to have accountability for the number one incitor of violence in this country. What do you think?
I mean,
Cipollone is the John Dean, right? He's in that position.
He apparently did the right thing. He certainly knows more than Cassidy Hutchinson.
Yep,
did.
Right.
And Cassidy Hutchinson obviously knew a lot.
Right.
And unless you're going to turn Meadows, which I don't think you can do, you know, because he has no career left, basically. Cipollone still wants to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
So I think he's the guy with the golden ticket right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't want some, you know, farcical accommodation where he speaks but not on the record and there's no video and no notes were taken.
Yeah.
I want him on TV. Mm-hmm.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Do we have, give me 13, I love, because I know you know, I've been on panel with Kurt Bardella too, but former Republican, you know, knows Trump, like this is exactly what I thought about Trump making noises now that he's going to declare, like tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. Kurt Bardella.
Well, we all know from past experience that Donald Trump doesn't care about anybody else but Donald Trump. We saw that with the Georgia special elections and how he behaved there. So it doesn't surprise me that when faced with the criticism that's been mounting right now following the January 6th hearings, that he's thinking about pulling the trigger now. And you know what, Donald? He should. Why not? Go out there, show everybody who you are, what you want to do. Implode the Republican Party before November. I welcome that. At the end of the day, he's going to do whatever he wants. He's shown that time and time again. This guy has the impulse control of a freaking toddler. So nobody should be surprised by that at all.
I feel like every time we mention Trump, we should do dishes being thrown. We should do, yeah, baby, and then dishes being broken. Because yeah, you could feel the tantrums all weekend over Liz Cheney's, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was an all caps freak out all weekend over, obviously, these very damaging revelations from the January 6th committee. Of course, he's going to try to distract or say, oh, well, now I'm a candidate. Now you can't, you know, prosecute.
Well, plus he wants to be a candidate so he'll have more money to steal.
Yeah. Yes.
So the contributions will start rolling in again and he can steal it.
Yeah.
I let him run. I mean, what's the difference? He's been running since 2016 anyway.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, he's working these stupid rallies. It's not like in 2016 he had a campaign. I'll never forget primary day in New Hampshire where there was nobody in his downtown Manchester headquarters.
Yeah.
There was a stack of lawn signs. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was relying completely on, you know, whatever his television presence was and whatever was going on behind the scenes.
And what is it? 61% of Americans say he shouldn't run again. He doesn't care. I mean, like you said, it's all about the grift and it's about trying to stay out of jail.
61% of Americans is a lot of people, by the way.
It is. Yeah.
And if he wants to hang his hat on that, he can, you know, 39% of Americans is more than, you know, Kristi Noem will ever have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or Nikki Haley or any of these other clowns.
Yeah.
You know, what a parade of like morons.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anybody running who isn't tainted by this guy? No.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. DeSantis is Trump. It's Trump light, right? Mini me.
not light at all. He's Trump, like Trump. Trump Ultra.
Yeah. Whatever.
Smarter.
I never smoked, so I don't know the difference.
He's like Trump malt liquor.
There you go.
Yes, you're right.
All right. Well, happy depressing 5th.
No,
of
hey,
July.
You know what I like? Of all the millionaires in America, I like J.B. Pritzker the most.
Yeah, exactly. I like
God, a hell, whoever his writer is deserves a raise.
I know. Yeah. I know Pritzker's here.
Yes, you know members of the Pritzker
yes,
family.
Yes, I do.
Yes,
I do. Yes.
Oh, are there Pritzkers in L.A.?
There are.
Yes, indeed. Indeed
are they
there
okay?
Are.
Or are they like
yes.
awful?
No, they're fantastic.
Are they the branch of the of one the family those kicked out of Illinois?
One of the youngins is my fake boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, Charlie, I got to go. Love you. Say goodbye to your lover.
Bye.
Farewell, Jody. Goodbye, everybody. Welcome back, Chris.
Thanks, Charlie.